Then Rehoboam went to Shechem, because all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. Now when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard about this, he was living in Egypt, for he was still in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon. Then they sent word and summoned him, and Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, your father made our yoke hard, but now lighten the hard labor imposed by your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you. Then he said to them, depart for 3 days, then return to me. So the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, how do you advise me to answer this people? Then they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to this people today, and will serve them, and grant them their request, and speak pleasant words to them, then they will be your servants always. But he ignored the advice of the elders which they had given him, and consulted with the young men who had grown up with him and served him. He said to them, what advice do you give so that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, lighten the yoke which your father put on us? Young man who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, this is what you should say to this people who spoke to you, saying, your father made our yoke heavy, now you make it lighter for us. You should speak this way to them, my little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Now then, my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, yet I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. Then Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, just as the king had directed, saying, return to me on the third. And the king answered the people harshly, for he ignored the advice of the elders which they had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. Did not listen to the people, because it was a turn of events from the Lord, in order to establish his word, which the Lord spoke through Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. When all Israel saw that the king had not listened to them, the people replied to the king, saying, what share do we have in David? We have no inheritance in
the son of Jesse, to your tent, Israel. Now look after your own house, David. So Israel went away to their tents.
But as for the sons of Israel, who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was in charge of the forced labor, and all Israel stoned him to death. And King Rehoboam hurried to mount his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has broken with the house of David to this day. And it came about when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had returned, that they sent word and called him to assembly and made him king over all Israel. None except the tribe of Judah alone follow the house of David. Now when Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, tell Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and all the house of Judah, and Benjamin, and the rest of the people, saying, this is what the Lord says, you shall not go up nor fight against your relatives, the son. Come from me. So they listened to the word of the Lord and returned to go their way in accordance with the word of the Lord.
Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and lived there. And he went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now the kingdom will return to the house of David. If this people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will return to their Lord, to Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Now this thing became a sin.
For the people went to worship before the one as far as then. And he made houses on high places and appointed priests.